If you have a Bible, open your Bibles with me to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians 1. We find in this account, Paul at this time is a prisoner in Rome. Paul was abandoned by some of his friends. Amen? And one of the things when I was looking at this word, and as I was studying this word, I just began to weep and cry because I was so thankful. And I'm so thankful for what Paul went through that was for the benefit of us. You know, it just wasn't for the Apostle Paul, but it's still for our benefit today that we can learn from his experience. We can learn by what he went through. I assure you that Paul, the Apostle Paul, couldn't have went through what he went through without the Lord's help, without the Holy Spirit. Oh, man, I'm telling you that he was beaten, he was shipwrecked, he was, you know, he was abused, but all the time he gave God and glory and praise through every storm. And look with me in Philippians chapter 1, verse number 12. And let's see what the Lord wants to say to us. He said, but I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me, verse 12, happened unto me, have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and all the other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. But the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. He said, notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. And this is where I want to focus our attention today in verse number 19. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Christ. Of Jesus Christ. The title of this morning's message is simply SOS. And SOS is an urgent appeal for help. And so the searching of the scriptures is an SOS, but we're going to look at, according to our text today, the state of salvation. Amen? What else do I have? Strength of supplication. And supply of spirit. Pray for me. I'm being distracted. I don't know why, but as we pray, pray for me. Let's lift the word up and make a declaration in the house. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything that God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I'm so grateful for your word. And I'm grateful, Lord, that you sent this word to accomplish something in every heart and every life of every individual that's gathered here today. Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, I bind every weapon the adversary is trying to form against your children, Father God. We just spoke it and declared it. Who the Son has made free is free indeed. So we pray, Father God, as this word goes forth today, that it edifies, that it encourages, and that it comforts every hearer in the room, and will never cease to give you all glory and all honor and all praise. And Father, I pray right now, Lord, that just as Isaiah prophesied and prayed, that you send that angel and take those tongs and get those coals from the altar and place it upon my lips. And may the words that proceed out of my lips be from you and not from me. And when all was said and done, you'll receive the glory, the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, Paul said in our text today that, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation, okay? And his salvation, he wasn't necessarily speaking about the being delivered out of the bondage that he was in for the gospel of the kingdom of God, but he knew, his state of mind was he had a no-so mentality. So when I'm looking at the state of salvation, the Lord wants us to know it's a no-so mentality. It's not a think-so. It's not a maybe-so. It's a no-so. You know, the Word of God says in 1 John 5:13, the Word of God says, these things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. Yeah, you know, so Apostle Paul, as he's going through this, he's seeing past the storm he's in. In other words, he's a prisoner. He's facing death. But at the same time, he's seeing past where he is because of the promises of God. We know the Word of God says all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. So God's going to do everything that he said he would do. Amen. You know, the Apostle Paul was able to say in Romans 8:28, that's a familiar scripture, but he was able to say in 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. Amen. How many know that God called you? How many know that God called you to be here today? How many know that God purposed and planned for you to be here? Because God has something he wants to do in your heart and life today. Rather you were invited by a friend or rather whatever reason, it doesn't matter. God knew before the foundation of this world that you would be here today. And God has something to say to you. God wants to encourage you. God wants to lift up your spirits and your heart. How many know that when we go through stuff in this life, we can go through some storms? Amen. And God says he's going to deliver some people out of the storms. I think when we sing that song as overcomers, amen, that God is saying, hey, he's going to help some people overcome in the house. Whatever it is, he's going to help you overcome if you allow him to. You know that God's a perfect gentleman. He doesn't force himself on anybody, but he politely comes in. He comes in by invitation only. Amen? Amen? God isn't making anybody do anything. You know, if God went around making everybody do everything, then there wouldn't be any faith involved. It wouldn't be any love return. We would be robots. God didn't call us to be robots. Amen? Are you with me still? When I'm looking at this with the Apostle Paul, turn with me to Acts chapter 9. We find that the Apostle Paul and Silas are in prison. They've been whipped. They've been beaten. But at midnight, they start singing praises. Excuse me. Y'all just pardon me 1 minute, okay? I have to take a break for a second. Just give me a minute. Thank you. Excuse me, I'm sorry. My mind was racing. Have you ever been, you know, when you're thinking past where you are, your mind starts racing. My mind started racing all of a sudden. Amen. And Paul and Silas aren't in prison here. Paul's on the Saul of Tarsus is on the road to Damascus here in Acts chapter 9. Amen. And as he's on this road to Damascus, he has an encounter with the resurrected Lord. As a matter of fact, when he had an encounter with the resurrected Lord, the brightness and the glory of the Lord blinded his eyes. And, you know, sometimes when we look at that, we kind of miss how glorified Jesus was in his glory. Amen. That these eyes cannot look upon the glory of the Lord. These eyes weren't created to look at the glory of the Lord because of sin of this world has ruined our eyes. And we're going to be transformed into his image. We're going to put on a new body, a glorious body, which we'll be able to stand in the presence of God and be in his glory. But the Apostle Paul, he saw Tarsus on this road to Damascus, and he's blinded. And there's a man of God, his name is Ananias. And Ananias was judging Saul of Tarsus. The Lord had said to him to go and lay hands on the Saul of Tarsus, but all of a sudden Ananias said, well, Lord, he was kind of trying to tell Jesus that Saul wasn't worthy. But here's what Jesus said to him. And Acts chapter 9, verse 15. He says, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered the house and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, have sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. In other words, the Lord told Saul that he was going to suffer great things for his kingdom. And I want you to understand, we're not promised as children of God that we will not go through some things. But we'll never go through anything alone. And the only time we go through anything alone is because we're not trusting the one that's with us. He said in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us. That he would always be just as close as the call of his name. Amen. You know, the Apostle Paul was able to write to his student Timothy and 2 Timothy chapter 4. He was able to write to him and say, hey, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. In other words, he fought the fight, the good fight of faith. He finished his course. He finished what God had called him to do, and he kept the faith through it. Yep. That's how he could say, I'm persuaded that neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any creature is able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But he would say, after he said that, I fought a good fight, I finished the course, I kept my faith. He said, henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, but not only for me, but for all of us. But for all of us that love is appearing. Amen. God says, and God wants you to understand that in this state of salvation, there's things that you can't do, but there's things that you will be able to overcome by Jesus. I can do all things through Christ Jesus that gives me strength. Hello? Those things that you've been trying to do on your own power and your own might and you're miserably failing at, that's because you're not trusting the one that can help you to be an overcomer. Amen? Anybody with me here today? You see, the state of salvation isn't just when we get to heaven. The state of salvation is living in a victorious life now. Amen. In other words, I'm not giving in to the woo or the adversary that's trying to tip me and to try to deceive me and to lie to me. Amen. Because God has greater plans for me. God has greater plans for you. Amen. Amen. God has better plans for you to be sick. Amen. God has better. He said that he came to that we would have life in the abundance of life. Amen. Zoe life. Amen. So as with the Apostle Paul, not only did he have the SOS, he had the state of his salvation, but he also had the strength of supplication, the power of prayer. You know, prayer changes things. Anybody with me? Look with me in Colossians chapter 1. Philippians, Colossians. Turn the page. The strength of supplication. It's kind of interesting, but supplication is actually praying for people to overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul says in Colossians 1:9, he says, "For this cause also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and desire that you might be filled with all the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience with long suffering, with joyfulness." In other words, the Apostle Paul is speaking to the church of Colossae, and he is telling them that he prays for them, that he intercedes for them. And it's so important that we pray and intercede for one another. I need your prayer. Hello? Amen? You know, hey. You know, so many times we have, "Pastor, can you pray for me? Church, can you pray for me?" Amen. Amen. Hey, your prayer is just as effective as my prayer through Jesus. Now, I might operate in different gifts than you have. God gives gifts according to his will. And we all are gifted in different ways. And I might operate in a different gift. But God wants you to know how powerful your prayers are. That's why the devil wants to shut you up. He wants you to think that your prayer isn't effective. Amen. And he's a liar and the father of all lies. Amen. Because according to God's word, turn with me to 1 Timothy. Chapter 2, the Apostle Paul says, "I exhort," verse 1, "I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men." Amen. And what he's talking about, our supplication is to overcome, our prayers is our petitions. Our intercession is for others. We're praying for others. Amen. We're interceding. We're interceding for one another. Amen. And the Apostle Paul would say in Romans 15, verse number 30, he would say, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me." He said, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Paul was asking them to pray for him. You know, in other words, here's the Apostle Paul. He is facing adversity for you and I. And we believe that prayer changes things. And all of a sudden, when he was facing it, he was saying, hey, I need your prayers. You know, some people think because Paul walked in such an anointing that he was so close to Jesus and he had much, operated with so much power and authority that he didn't need anything. Well, that's not true. There is not no one that God's called to be an island. That we all are part of a body and we all need one another. Because there's life and support in the body of Christ. Amen. And the Bible says when one suffer, we all suffer. And when one rejoices, we all rejoice. Amen. In other words, this is a team effort. Amen. Amen. If you're a football fan, just think if half the team sat on the bench. Sometimes it looks like they did. I'm an Eagle fan, and last year the Eagle landed, it didn't fly. Hallelujah. Of course, I'm an Eagle fan because it's the only biblical team, okay? It's the only one we find in the Word. Forgive me, Lord. Okay. Soar like an eagle, right? No, but it's important for us to understand this. Listen to me. What the Apostle Paul and others went through is for our benefit. Man, you know, I don't know how many times I was faced with something and God took me to the Word and I was encouraged in the Word and I was able to overcome what the adversary was trying to bring. And what God wants you to understand today, no matter what you've been through and no matter what you're going through, nothing's wasted. Because when God, if you allow God to turn it around, it becomes His glory, and it becomes your testimony, and you overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. In other words, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, God says He'll carry you through and He'll see you through. And so when it becomes, it's just like we're a written epistle to be read by men. You know, according to the Word of God. You know, He's telling us that, hey, There's strength in supplication. There's strength in prayer. There's power. Amen. You know, there's something about agreement. That's why the adversary certainly wants us to disagree on something. He wants us to find something to disagree on. And when we disagree on something, our focus becomes on what we disagree with and not on what we agree with. Hey, we're not going to see everything alike. Hello? Hello? You know, we're just not going to see the same, you know? I wish I could say that we're all just going to be robots and we're just going to see everything the same, but we're not. We all have unique personalities. We have different makeups about us, and we're not going to look at things the same way. But there's some things that we can agree on. What we can agree on is Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen? Amen. You know, the same God that saved you is the same God that can deliver you. The God that saves you is the same God that can heal you. You know, salvation comes from the Greek word soteria, or, you know, we find that to be saved, it comes from the Greek word sozo, which means to be healed, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Amen. We serve a healer. Amen. We serve a healer. You talk about testimonies, and you know, I'll share it because there's some people in here that don't know, and a lot of you know, but in January of 2010, the Lord healed my body completely. Everything. He healed my heart. I was a diabetic. He healed the diabetes. He healed the cholesterol. He healed the triglycerides. He healed everything in my body. There wasn't one thing that was not healed in my body. God healed me completely, totally, completely. And I'm sitting here as a testimony to you that he's no respecter of persons. The same thing he did for me, he'll do for you. Amen. He didn't do it for me because I'm someone special. He did it for me because he's someone special. Hallelujah. The glory and the praise goes to him. The glory and the praise. Why do you think that worship team and the praise team strive so hard to get you to praise and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Because when you begin to praise him, he envelops your praise. He envelops your praise. And he's not looking at your lips. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks at the heart. In other words, give him praise and glory. No matter what you're facing, God has delivered you from something. Don't forget what he's already done. Amen. And, you know, and that way, when I remember what he's done, I can have an attitude of gratitude. You know, sometimes we just have to have an attitude adjustment. Remember our children, when we raised our kids, we had to give them an attitude adjustment? Amen? My daddy used to say, spare the rod, spoil the child. I don't think I was spoiled. I had attention deficit disorder. They didn't diagnose that at that time. I go back a ways. and I was always into something. You know what they called me? They called me Roto Rooter. Not that I was cleaning out toilets, but I was always looking for something. Mom would say, well, so much you're looking for. I'll say, well, I'll tell you when I find it. Don't know, just looking. You know, but you say that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according, the called according to his purpose. Being that person that was always searching, always looking. Man, there's so much knowledge and wisdom in here. Amen. I better move on. Through your prayers, strength of supplication. And supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Oh, my goodness. I'm so thankful for the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm so thankful for the Holy Ghost. You know, the Word of God says in Philippians 4:19, he says, my God shall supply for all my need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. He doesn't say, my God shall supply all my want. But he says he'll supply all my need. And there's no one that knows more about what you need than him, the one that created you, the one that created you in his image. You know, I was looking at that in Acts chapter 16, and I kind of went there a little while back. I'm looking at the supply of the Spirit. And I'm looking at Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16. And Paul and Silas, they were thrown into prison. And they were beaten, whipped and beaten, and put in chains and shackles in the middle of the prison with the guard. And the Bible says that at midnight, come on, they had just been beaten and whipped. They're shackled together in the middle of the prison. And at midnight, they begin to sing praises unto the Lord. And then suddenly, the place where they were praising shook. And all the prisoners were released and set free. Huh? Come on now. In other words, in the midst of their storm, in the midst of their trial, they began to praise the Lord anyway. And give him glory anyway. And all of a sudden that thing fell off of them that had them shackled. The chains were broken. The chains were broken in the attitude of that praise. And it wasn't because they were having a good time. Hello? I don't know anybody that's been whipped and beaten and thrown in the middle of a jail and shackled with another guy is really having a good time. Hello? But all of a sudden, in the midst of that, as they begin to praise, things begin to change. You see, there's something that changes in the atmosphere when you and I begin to praise. Amen? And in Romans chapter 8, in closing, we'll get to that area. The Word of God says this in Romans 8, 11. It says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. Listen to me. The supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, is here to deliver and to set free. You know, it's here to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty the captives, opening prison doors. Amen. I'm missing my hallelujah corner today. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus said in Revelation 22, in verse number 17, he said, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that's thirsty come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. You know, the state of salvation. And closing, the most important thing for us to know is to know for sure. Amen? And he said these things are written that we know. This isn't maybe so or I hope so. This is a know-so mentality. And you cannot overcome the adversary and his weapons of warfare by a maybe-so mentality. In other words, God says to you, when we know who we serve and who's with us, we know greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Amen? In other words, we have to change the way we think. We operate and we move by faith, not by sight. You see, there's strength of supplication. There's strength of prayer. There's strength when we agree for one another and pray for one another. And there's something about the supply of the Spirit. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. And the thing about the Spirit of God is if we pour it out, He will pour it in. And the problem is so many times we have stopped up vessels and it's become about just us and the flow isn't flowing. Hallelujah. God wants us to open our vessels to be a blessing to others, to allow the Spirit of God to flow through us like never before. You see, this SOS is an urgent appeal for help. And maybe you're here today and you really need help. The worst thing you could do is leave here without getting it. Hello? If you need help, we're here to help. We're here to help because we have a helper. We have the Holy Spirit. And God is here to do some great and mighty things. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to the house to do. Father, in the closing moments of this service today, listen to me. If you're here today and you don't know for sure that you're saved, you're not 100% sure, slip up your hands and say, "Pastor, that's me. Is there anybody at all? I'm not sure. Is that you? Anybody at all?" He says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Is there anyone at all? Close your eyes, please. Is there anybody at all? Father, I thank you, Father God, that you're the searcher of all hearts. And I'm grateful, Father God, that you not only said and spoke about the state of salvation, but by the strength of supplication. Maybe you're here today and you need help. Maybe you've got something that's overcome you. Maybe you're in bondage to something that, or something's got a hold of you and you need to be freed from it. Is that you? Can I see your hand? I see those hands. I see those hands. I see those hands. Even if you didn't raise your hand, could you meet me here in the altar today? Come. Come. Don't be ashamed. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Come. You're not the only one that got entangled with something in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. I got oil in my pocket. I got my oil. Hallelujah.